It's 7 a.m. and I've really got to hustle if I don't want to be late for work yet again. Really shouldn't have stayed out so late last night. Really paying for it now. With my eyes barely open, I turn on the water before I step into the shower stall, making sure the water is warm. Oftentimes it isn't, and I have to stand there for a minute and wait. Luckily today the water is already tepid, so it shouldn't be too long now. I undo the tie to my pyjama pants and let them fall to the cold floor. As usual, I have morning wood and nowhere to put it but my fist. While waiting for the water to warm up, I lean my forehead on the cold tiled wall and sleepily massage my thick cock. I pretty much know I'll masturbate in the shower, so for now, I'm just toying with it a bit. The water temperature is finally just right, so I step into the stall. Eyes still barely open. There's really nought to see in here anyway. It's not like I need to see me body to wash it, and me dick to pull on it. After I've shampooed me hair, I finally feel a little bit more alive. Leaning me head back into the shower jets to rinse the last of the suds out of me hair, I lift me eyes and gaze out the little window of its stall. It's a tiny window. Its main purpose is to let the steam out. Small enough as no one can see in. Not that anyone would see in, since I'm on the 10th floor in my apartment. As I'm standing there, lazily stroking myself, I become more alert as my eyes focus. And then I notice a woman walking out onto a terrace. One floor below, and a bit across the way from me. She's adjusting the lounge chair and starts to untie her wrap dress. I imagine she must have a bathing suit on underneath. It's an odd time to be sunning oneself, but today does promise to be a sunny day for once. The early June light is already bright. A moment after I notice the woman, I realise I recognise her. She's a mum of two small kids and lives on the floor below me. Whenever we happen to share the elevator up, she always gives me a tired yet sweet smile as she exits the elevator. I always wonder if she's smiling like that specifically at me, or if she shares that smile with everybody. She's pretty in a nondescript way, like, you wouldn't remember her if you passed her in the street, but seeing her in the elevator several times a week, I find myself noticing somewhat different about her each time. And now, even though she's a little distance away, I feel I can imagine her face and her expressions pretty well. She's taken off her wrap dress and placed it on the back of the lounge chair, which she promptly reclines on. She's wearing a modestly cut two-piece bathing suit that has some kind of pattern on it. But I'm hardly paying attention to her attire. I'm too busy checking out her body. She's got the typical MILF body. A nice round bust. Nothing too crazy. Looks like a C-cup from here. Her tummy is trim but a little soft, which I find adorable. And her hips, a bit wide for her frame, which leads to a nice cosy feeling. I go crazy for that shape in a woman. She nearly always has a raincoat on, or a jacket on, when I see her. So I've never properly seen her figure. And she's reclining now, so I'm still not seeing it. But I can tell just from her proportions, even from here, that her tush would fill me hands nicely. Her legs look pretty good from here. And I can see her toenails painted a bright colour. That's always sexy. There's just something about a busy mother who still puts on some lipstick or keeps her nails done. Them small touches of taking care of herself. My hand, which has been on my cock all this time, is squeezing just a little bit harder now. Maybe I'll gaze at her legs as I pleasure myself, imagining those pins wrapped round me. Oh God, what am I thinking? Oh, I am horny as fuck though. Still pulling on me thick cock. I watch me neighbour as she starts to rub her hands on her legs, starting with her pedicured toes. She must have oil or cream or something that she's applying. She works the cream languorously into one foot, a lower leg, and then the other. Then, out of view, she gets more of the cream or oil or whatever, and starts massaging onto her thighs. Oh, God, how I wish I could do that for her. How I would dearly love to work in that cream, and then maybe persuade her to part her legs and let me tease her pussy. I'd love to moisturise her box with me tongue, and suck on that little clit. massaging her pussy and eventually her backside if she'll let me. Then I'd lift one leg over my shoulder and turn her a bit on the chaise so that I can tongue fuck her pussy and tickle her asshole when he knows. And then, while my mind is going, I jerk to sudden attention because now my neighbour is lazily circling the mound of her pussy with the pads of one hand, while the other hand slips into her bikini top to fondle her nipples. Oh, are you fucking kidding me? This goes on for a little bit, and I start to think I should get my act together, make myself come, and get ready for work. But no, right at that moment, my sexy neighbour slips her thumbs into the sides of her bikini bottoms and starts to draw them downwards, and draws up her knees and pulls off her panties. Oh, fuck me, there must be nobody else at home. Where are kids? She lowers her legs back onto the lounger and arranges them into a diamond shape, the soles of her feet facing each other, and knees spread apart. My cock starts to weep more pre-cum as I see, even from here, that her pussy is trimmed with just a neat triangle on her pubic mound. Oh, Christ on a stick. One hand is now back on her pussy and slowly working the clit, every now and then the fingers dipping into her pussy. Then she draws up one knee, reaches behind the leg and starts playing with her asshole with the other hand. Oh, if I could only hop down there, I'd love to help out with that. I'd love nothing more than to toy with a woman's asshole. Kneading it, licking it, fucking it with me tongue. Maybe preparing it for me thick cock. Oh, that's so sexy, my neighbour likes this. Suddenly one of her hands pulls away and slips into a pocket of her house dress. Then I see her hand come back into view with what can only be a toy. She puts the toy into her mouth and starts to suck it as her other hand massages her clit. Oh, fuck, it's almost like she's putting on a show for me. But there's no way she can know I'm here. After a few moments filleting the toy, she brings it back down to her pussy and slowly inserts it as her other hand continues to play with her nipples. She slowly fucks herself with this toy as she gently moves those womanly hips of hers. What a sight. Oh, I'm wanking more urgently now. If she plans on coming, I definitely want to try and come with her. Then, oh my God, she slowly pulls the toy out from her pussy, draws in one knee, and slowly pushes it into her backside. I imagine it must be so wet from her pussy if she can do that. The other hand is now working her clit in earnest. Tucking on me cock somewhat faster now, wanting the sensation to last, yet knowing I could get myself off at any moment just by watching this show. My cock is envying that dildo right now. I imagine her ass to be fleshy yet firm to the touch. Oh, fuck, I'd love to bury my face in that tight creaminess. With one hand on the shower wall and the other hand working me throbbing cock, I watch her pump the toy in and out of her backside while the other hand working her clit in a practiced rhythm. She's done this before. Just thinking that made me cock throb almost painfully. I pull on me cock faster and feel the pressure build at the base. She's pumping the dildo with long pulls now, in and out of her arse. And her pretty toes are starting to squeeze tight. I imagine her fucking her hard. Her face in the pillow, arse up, cheeks spread so I can clearly see me cock sliding in and out of whichever hole she'd let me take. Maybe both. The tight one after the wet one. I can't hold it anymore. I let out a soft groan. Finally allow me to spew all over the floor of the shower stall. Oh, my breath ragged. And my head bowed. Just then, the woman also begins to slow the pace of her hands and gently wiggles and stretches her toes, clearly just having had her own climax. I'm completely spent yet refreshed. What a wonderful way to start the day. I turn off the shower and turn my gaze away from the sight of my lovely neighbour, lazily caressing her hips and her tummy in her afterglow, her totty still inside her. I'll have to say hello next time I see her.